Because along with the ancient Flemish expression of you can't have two roosters on the same dung heap. But I have a Flemish grandmother, by the way, so I can relate to the earthiness of the Flemish way of expressing things. But in Thailand, they, as Lungpol Mahaprasert would often say, they have an expression which says you can't have two tigers living in the same cave. And so Father Damien was talking about it having the Ukrainian monastery and Abhayagiri next door to each other. But Lungpol Mahaprasert was talking about it in terms of having a co-abbotship, that you can't have two abbots in the same monastery. But I must also, a couple of other little details I'll share with you, in case you're getting bored, is that I took the model of a co-abbotship from Master Hua's own life story. Because when he was a novice in Manchuria, in northern China, he stayed at a monastery called Three Conditions Monastery. And they had two abbots there. And every day, at your morning and evening recitation, if I remember correctly, the masters, then they bow in respect to the two abbots of Three Conditions Monastery. Right? Am I correct? The noble...
Mm-hmm. And however, the Changyu Master is Master Hua's
teacher. So maybe I misunderstood that, but it was a very useful misunderstanding, because in Master Hua's biography, it's a very useful misreading. But it seemed like that he talked about these two masters who were both at this Three Conditions Monastery, and they had great respect for each other, and they deferred to each other, and they had a great love for each other, and they worked together. And you might be surprised, but even in Buddhist monasteries, there's occasional instances of jealousy, competitiveness, and the aim to put the other guy down so you can end up on top. So. Jealousy is not unknown in Buddhist monasteries, unfortunately. I know this is shocking to many of you. But I took that model from that thing. Well, when in 1994, when Lungpo Pasana expressed an interest in coming to help, he was very hesitant because he thought, you know, he's senior to me, he's 5 years senior to me, and that if he came in to be involved in this... adventure in starting a monastery in California, that he didn't want to cramp my style or sort of take over. And so we talked about it a bit, and I said, well, we could just be co-abbots. We could just sort of do it, lead it as a joint effort. And we didn't have any really example to follow. We thought, well, let's just try it and see what happens. If it doesn't work, we'll just do something else. So that effort to work as a co-abbotship, I feel, was extremely beneficial, and I really enjoyed it. And I think Lungpo Pasana did as well. So we have conspired to keep visiting each other since that time. But that was following the example of elders working together as a team, as something that's doable.